individual, please, Carl.
Item 623, request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding city-sponsored political terrorism.
One second here. Ugh.
Okay, well, this is about the war against cop watchers and political terrorism, and I want to start this out by actually drifting off into another subject, which Ted Wheeler was laughing about 5 minutes ago when I told him that a homeless outreach worker took two women that were sexually assaulted by a dangerous predator that's raped children and repeatedly sexually assaulted the most vulnerable women and people in our community. And Ted Wheeler chuckled about it, and I have him on film chuckling about it.
I was actually not engaged with you at all.
Homeless women getting sexually assaulted, and then your officers, don't talk. This is my time, Ted. Shut up. Okay? Shut up. You can laugh later when you get home, okay? So you think it's funny that your officers ask women that have been sexually assaulted how high were your shorts? Oh, what type of clothing were you wearing? Oh, you know? You think it's funny with all the untested rape kits and all that other stuff? Okay, now I'm going to drift into the war on cop watchers. Recently, Eli Ritchie... Yeah, leave like a coward. Go to your room. Go to your room, Ted. Go to your room, Ted. Go cry to your mommy. Okay? Okay, so Eli Ritchie, he recently got an interference with the police charge for filming, which he wasn't interfering, but now the court has issued a thing that says, he has to move 250 feet away if the officers... say, hey, this is a crime scene, which has been everything from a suspected person with stolen property to them harassing homeless people panhandling. So that's considered a crime scene and justification for telling cop watchers that they need to move 250 feet back. So you're effectively shutting down people with stalking orders. Nick Fish helped get a stalking order put on me. You, Ted Wheeler, and Chief Outlaw conspired to get a stalking order put on Eli Ritchie. I know you guys talked about it with the city attorneys and whoever before you actually went to court on that. I know you did, Ted. I know you consulted with Chief Outlaw. So asking a couple questions on video to the chief of police is considered stalking. Are you guys that fragile? You guys are supposed to be the ones that are the leaders, but you act scared.
Appreciate
little
it.
Children.
Thank you.
And maybe you need to go to your room.
Thank you.
Ted.
Thank you.
Time to go to your room.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am going to get my thing. Don't you touch it. That's my property. Don't put your grubby hands on my property. Get out of my way. No, you get out of my way. My backpack is behind you. Can I grab my personal property or? Okay.
So this is an outburst. It's in violation of council rules. You heard the rules. If you do not stop, goodbye. Thank you for playing. Goodbye.
Don't touch me.
Goodbye.
Get out of my fucking face, asshole. Seriously. You need to, like, practice some common courtesy.
Wow. Yes, colleagues, there it is, the laugh line of the day. And you were here to hear it at Portland City Hall in all of its glory. Colleagues and folks, I am sorry about that. As you know, people have a First Amendment right to speak at this microphone. Often what gets said here is some range of immature to bombastic to outright offensive. And I'm particularly sorry because there are a large number of pastors here, from the African American community this morning. I apologize that you had to hear that, but I want to underscore it. They have a First Amendment right. You are in violation of council policies. You will have to leave. You will have to leave. Thank you. Get lost.